We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Monday morning in the Delaware Valley. It's supposed to be a bye week. Man, there was no bye weekend here. Let me tell you this. Oh, I can't remember a wilder weekend I have experienced. It had it all. It had a trip up to Rhode Island for me, a complete and total meltdown in an aircraft by me. And then after all that, an amazing day of sports entertainment. I need to speak to people this minute who just plunked down in their chair at 1 p.m. and didn't get up till around 11:30. Wow. That's what I need. I need somebody that experienced the panorama of amazing American sports yesterday. I did not, by the way. I did not do all that, obviously, because I prefer to sleep at times. But I got to tell you something. If you did that whole thing yesterday, you experienced just amazing stuff. And the Eagles didn't even play. No. The Eagles didn't play. That was a more entertaining Sunday than you would often get with the Eagles playing. That's how great it was.
Yeah. And all good things happened.
I want to take you through the whole thing for a minute here so you could, because there are going to be people you will encounter today who are not fans at all of sports. I understand how women have a lot of other interests in that. But guys that don't like sports, I've always kind of found them to be weird. You know what I'm saying now? Mm-hmm. You with me on that? Like, if you're at a party, you meet a guy who goes, I'm not into sports. Right away, I think, I'm not really into you. I don't get out. I don't like it. Because yesterday is the kind of day, if you don't like sports, I don't know what your purpose of living is. Oh, I guess you could have, you know, worked for charity or stuff like that, but then you missed all the excitement. Because there was a moment out, if you were watching the Red Zone channel, and Scott Hansen, formerly of Comcast Sports,
yes.
Al, Scott Hansen is phenomenal.
Yes.
Scott Hansen, to me, is a hero. And I'm going to talk more about him later, because you know how last week I took a lot of heat ripping Dick Stockton out for not being able to do one game well.
Yes, yes.
Scott Hansen does 11.
Yeah, no. It's
he does seven.
Juggling.
He does seven simultaneously, Al, and he does them all phenomenally. And around, if you were watching the Red Zone channel yesterday around 3:30, Al, I thought he was going to lose his mind because there were four or five cliffhanger games going on simultaneously. And up on the Red Channel, by the way, the Red Zone Channel is one of the greatest inventions in the history of television. And he's going, and now we're going to three boxes. In the bottom box, they're about to kick a field goal that will determine the outcome of the game. In the right hand box. And he's powering all this stuff out, and he's nailing every single moment. Al, he's got all these games going on in his brain simultaneously knowing just when to go to which one to catch all the great excitement.
Director.
Right? And then, if you hung in, you got some really close, exciting 4 o'clock games. And in the middle of all that, you got the Sixers and the Flyers.
Yeah.
And then you capped it off with the Cowboys. And if that wasn't a cherry on top of the sundae, I don't know what was. So Joe Wachter, I gave him a tough assignment today. He nailed it. Would you like to enjoy the entire panorama of American sports yesterday, including our own teams playing and winning? Let's listen.
52 yards for overtime. Butker's kick is blocked. It's picked up by the Titans. This game is over. Unbelievable. This place is exploding.
Play action from Rodgers. Sideline. Devontae Adams. Oh. What a catch.
Oh, man.
Jared Goff. Pressure coming.
Throw knocked away and intercepted. It's another Steeler takeaway. And that's how it goes.
18th play of this drive, and they do run it. And they do not get it. The clock expires. And the Green Bay Packers have held on defense.
Cousins rolling, and then he throws. And Rudolph, can he one-hand it? Yes! Touchdown!
Quirkmaz, it's for three.
Prescott, little shoulder shake, and fires to Michael Gallup. And he will gallop into the end zone for a touchdown.
Dinks! And scores! Sean Couturier! He's the hero again, and the Flyers win the hockey game 3-2.
Prescott, buying time. Passing with guys in the end zone. It's going to be intercepted to end the game. J-Rod Kearse puts an exclamation point on a big Minnesota road win.
I just got, again, let me reiterate, if there are guys out there that, you know, I know they're not listening to our show, but if there are guys out there who don't like sports, I would grill them today. I would sit them down now, maybe at work, you know, water cooler, whatever. Go, what the hell are you doing with your life? What are you doing? You're throwing your life away on boring stuff when all this thrilling stuff is going on right around you. You know this, you were down the shore, right?
I was down the shore.
You didn't miss all that excitement?
No, I did not. But
who does this?
My brother's not a huge, but what he will watch is when they're great plays. I say, oh, you got to check this out.
Hey, can I be honest with you about your brother? He always seemed a little odd to me. A little unusual.
You seem very odd to him.
No, I'm normal. I'm the normal American man.
No, I will tell you what
he's a weirdo.
I was showing him the plays in the Alabama game, the LSU kid who was just carrying.
Yeah,
like
I didn't even deal with Saturday, by the way.
Saturday was phenomenal.
Saturday was nuts.
It was. That was a great game.
Penn State, LSU, Alabama game, all this stuff was going on. Oh, my God. What a week.
It was fun.
I forgot it was the bye week. You can't have on Eagle weekends when they usually play, right? Do you ever get that much excitement in one weekend?
Well, you're so focused, you don't pay attention.
Do you have friends who don't care about sports?
Yeah.
Do you? Why? Why are they?
Well, they care about sports, just not watching.
What?
Well, they're good athletes. But they're
that type. I don't care for them either. I'll be honest with you. I have no use for those guys either. Anyway, so let me break down a couple of these things because we have Bradley Gutman out at 7, Alan. Some of these always bother me about him. Bleeding Green Nation. I can't say it, but it's a really good website. And Al, Brandon Lee Gutman is really ahead of it, and he loves Andy Reid. And I just got to, let me tell you, there were a lot of joyful moments for me yesterday. None more than the Cowboys losing, which I'll get to in a moment. But when Andy Reid blows a lead in the last 5 minutes, he got a 9-point lead at home, and Mahomes comes back after the kneecap thing, and it doesn't look like he missed the thing. He's still really good, right? He's really, man, what a talent he is. Andy Reid's going to have his work cut out for him screwing that kid up. But he'll do it. It'll take him some time, but he'll get to it. So Reid, and Bradley Gout now loves Reid. You know, they do the rooting guide every week.
Yeah.
Who should you root for? Oh, every week. Andy Reid. Let's hope Andy wins. Oh, that'll be great if Andy could win again. Screw Andy. I can't stand Andy.
It puts me in a tough position because I love watching Mahomes play.
No, Mahomes is great, but then they show Reid on the sideline. Does he always look perplexed and confused?
Because he is.
Well, exactly, Al. So after the game, I just had to dig up one more Andy Reid. This is why I can't stand him, Al. He's a robot.
I'll take responsibility for the loss. We were in a position to close it, and we didn't get that done. My responsibility. And then we were too sloppy. You come down and you play like we did. Again, head coach's responsibility. You can't do it like that. We need, we have an opportunity to put the game away. We need to make sure we do that. Again, that's my responsibility. That time's yours.
Time's yours again. It's a formula of failure that is now 20 years in, and still he programs his brain to say the same crap.
He may as well just say whatever.
Right. Now, the good news is, Al, now his act is starting to wear thin in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Now, remember when they first got there? Oh, my God, what was Philadelphia thinking letting that brilliant coaching mind leave. Well, they ain't saying that anymore. Dan Donnelly's been checking some social media. What are they saying about Reed today, Danny?
They're all over Reed. I'll just read you a couple tweets. Reed lost that game for us, 3rd and 2, and we choose to pass. This is why we won't go to the Super Bowl, ..
Boy, Reed, we never heard that one before, huh? He was passing out on 3rd and 2.
What a joke. This was on the coach not knowing how to finish a game.
Wow, Andy Reed not finishing
a game? Yeah, I know.
It's
unbelievable, right?
Oh, that's horrendous. Now, the game of all of them, obviously, we'll get to the Sixers. I got great guests for the Sixers. And I got Al Morgani here for the
Flyers, Al.
The Flyers, Al.
Hot.
In the last two seasons, suddenly figured something out. It's much better when you win the shootouts, right? And this Couturier is gold.
Yeah, that Carter Hart last night was just...
Carter Hart was phenomenal. But they blew another 2-goal lead and then won the shootout.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you blow the lead and then win the shootout. You still get the 2 points. It's fine, right now. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about there's a kind of a building issue right now going around with the Sixers. Mm-hmm. And it is what happened Friday night when Joel Embiid, Al, ran out of gas. He really ran out of gas in the fourth quarter in Denver. And the coach is covering for him, and there's all sorts of stuff going on, and we got a great guest to deal with that.
Who's that?
Paul Hudrick.
Hudrick. Yep.
And Paul Hudrick out from, we never had him on before, from NBC Sports Philadelphia. He got something that you wouldn't believe. He got a sit down with the owner of the Sixers, Joshua Harris. And I don't know what he took from it. I read all the quotes carefully. Paul did a great job of writing this out. I got a feeling Josh Harris kind of full of himself right now. Feeling pretty good about stuff.
Oh, really? He is?
I think maybe what he should do is win a championship for us. That's just my own theory on it. But everybody has their theory. Harbor it however you want. Let me get to the best thing that happened yesterday. And now, the Cowboys at home facing the Vikings. The Cowboys are supposed to win that game, right?
Yeah, that was a...
Wouldn't you think that would be a kind of game you might even lay a little wager on?
No.
No. Right, hold on. Before we go any further, I know this city, and they love to enhance the experience. Is anyone listening right now on Veterans Day, early, who placed the wager on the Vikings yesterday?
Ooh.
And how did that feel? Take me into your world when the Cowboys choked it out at the end. Al, they had 2 shots.
Yeah, they did.
They couldn't get in. Here was the... this is when... I'll start with Minnesota getting the lead. Now, Minnesota's up 2 touchdowns early. They blew that.
Blew that.
Right? Now the Cowboys are holding out 21-20. Then they're jockeying back and forth. And this is the play that ruined the day for the Cowboys.
And they give it to the main man, and that's Cook, and he takes it in on a 4th and goal on the final play.
Can I just say this about Al Michaels? And I got that sense, Al, and all the cuts that I looked at and heard. He was rooting for the Cowboys.
They always are.
Did that not... Would y'all play that again? Does that sound like a man who's excited that the Vikings have taken the lead? Listen again.
And they give it to the main man, and that's Cook, and he takes it in on a 4th and goal. On the final play.
Al, does that sound like a happy man?
No, they were rooting for the stance.
Anyway, the Cowboys did get it back again. They had 3 timeouts. They got the ball back, and they got down in range for the Hail Mary. And here's how it sounded when they
Prescott,
lost.
Buying time. Passing with guys in the end zone. It's going to be intercepted to end the game. J-Rod Kearse puts an exclamation point on a big Minnesota road win.
Yeah, excuse me, Al. You don't sound too thrilled by that. And Chris Collinsworth got in big trouble. Big trouble with a BS story he told. He got pantsed on it. Had to apologize during the broadcast.
What was that about?
I'll let you hear all that. I got all that, too, Al. We got it all today. But I'm just wondering, is anybody in Dallas upset today, Danny?
Oh. They're going all over
the play
Garrett.
Calling, right?
They're going crazy?
Yep. I'll read you a tweet.
What's the matter?
I need everyone in Dallas to protest in front of the practice facility in regards to hashtag fire Jason Garrett.
Well, Al, they're organizing a protest for Jason Garrett.
You got to throw the ball, man.
What are they doing to their... All right, I'm not lying, but what about their moron owner who Put him in place for 10 years.
You can't fire him.
Why don't we do a protest to Jerry Jones?
No, Al's so right. They get the ball down.
Throw the damn ball.
And they hand it. They couldn't run all night long.
Yep.
They tried to
stop throwing the ball.
I was completely in favor of their strategy because now they're tied with the Birds in the loss column. Yep. And here's the thing. Eagles are going to beat them now. Eagles got them. We got them where we want them now. Wait till we get our hands on the Patriots next week. Our line on the Patriots-Eagles next Sunday. Here. Line.
Is it 3?
For the Patriots?
No. The Eagles? 2?
God, no.
No?
No. No. The Patriots are the Patriots.
They're favored again?
Hello? Hugely.
Al, stop with this act. Oh, they're favored again?
Yeah, you're so annoying, Al.
So
Patriots
disingenuous.
-3.5. 888-7. Al looks like he wants to bet on the Eagles. Yeah, we'll see about that. Lines are open. Lee's my first caller. You are up next. Guys, somebody made some money by betting against the Cowboys next to you. Somebody wants to talk about really a whole weekend of insanely great sports. And somebody out there knows somebody who doesn't like sports, and I want to know, I want you to dime them out and rip them on the air today. Yes, somebody who's, I don't know, Al, into
poetry.
Poetry.
Why do you have to rip them?
English literature.
Well, there is none anymore. Twitter took care of that.
You know, I don't look down at you at charity work, but not on the weekend. 888-729-9494. Where am I going when it's all over? I think we know.
Hell.
And later, I will tell you what happened when I got trapped in a tiny plane and freaked out. Here are your numbers. 888-729-9494. Jump on now before the rush. I got a great list of prizes to give you today. Pound 9494 on your AT&T Verizon cell phone. WIP Sports Time 668.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.